God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. This is Brother Hutchings inviting the listeners to another Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. And here now is Brother Jerry.
Thank you, Brother Hutchings. It's day three of a five-day series of programs based on the book U.S. in Prophecy, which Brother Hutchings originally wrote in the year 2000. But it's just as relevant today as it was then. And if you don't already have a copy, you can remedy that today. I'll give you complete details later in the broadcast on how to get it. But right now, let's join Brother Hutchings and Dr. Larry Spargimino.
Thank you, Brother Jerry. Dr. Spargimino, we're going to begin in Revelation 18 and look at Mystery Babylon. Now, we mentioned the Mystery Babylon as the religious system, but Mystery Babylon also includes a city and a political system that influences the entire world. It's not just a religious system, it's a religious system with a city. Of course, historically, Rome and the Catholic Church identify as both a religious system and a city and an empire. And certainly that also could relate to Revelation 17 and 18. Not so much in a historical sense, of course, because John is given a vision of what is going to take place in the coming tribulation, future. But certainly there is some historical relevance here in that the Catholic Church has always been identified with a city and an empire, the Roman Empire. There are many who also say that in these last days, Revelation 17 and 18 could apply to the United States. And on the program today, we're going to pursue this subject. And we are not saying conclusively, of course, that the United States is a mystery Babylon of Revelation 17 and 18. But there are some important factors here that could indicate this. We're going to pursue this. Could the United States be the mystery Babylon of Revelation 17 and 18? Dr. Spargimino, why don't you begin by reading Revelation 18, the first five verses.
Okay, Revelation 18, beginning at verse 1. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. And has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities.
We notice here in verse 4, where God says, Come out of her, my people, meaning Babylon, or mystery Babylon, that is under his judgment. There were two nations that destroyed the temple. That was Babylon and Rome. And we read in the book of Jeremiah where he says, Make bright the arrows, gather the shields. The Lord hath raised up the spirit of the kings of the Medes, for his device is against Babylon to destroy it because it is the vengeance of the Lord, the vengeance of his temple. There is also another reference to the destruction of Babylon by Jeremiah because Babylon destroyed the temple. And there were two countries that destroyed the temple, as I mentioned. But Paul also uses that as a reference where he says that we should keep our bodies clean because our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And who destroys the temple, him God will destroy. So there were two nations that destroyed the temple, and they have not been completely judged yet. And the judgment of Mystery Babylon at the end of the tribulation period is associated with God's judgments against those who would destroy the temple. So certainly Babylon, probably Rome, and even Mystery Babylon is already also involved in that judgment. But we read here, and I heard another voice say, "Come out of her, my people," meaning Babylon. Now, who could be referenced here? Because John is seeing a picture of the tribulation, and the church is already gone. Evidently, the 144,000 have been resurrected, taken up, or translated, and all those who are saved who have not worshiping the Antichrist and taking the mark of the beast have been killed. So the only ones that he could be referencing would be God's earthly people here, the Jews. And we read in Jeremiah's prophecy that the warning is also given that God's people should come out of Babylon. We read in, for example, Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 6, "Flee out of the midst of Babylon and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquities, for this is the time of the Lord's vengeance." And then there's another scripture, "My people, go ye out of the midst of her and deliver ye every man his soul." So Jeremiah is pleading here for God's people to flee out of Babylon before judgment comes. Now, Mystery Babylon, the same commandment is given. And if this is Jews, certainly there are no Jews in Babylon today, the old city of Babylon. Because when I was in Iraq, there were no Jews there, very few Jews. In fact, there are not many Jews in any Islamic countries in the Middle East. They've all gone home, gone to Israel, or they've all been killed. In fact, Saddam Hussein hanged 8 Jews in 1969 on the streets of Baghdad with streets on them, "Jews go home." There are very few, if any, Jews in the old city or in Iraq today, the old territory of Babylon. So what is the commandment here for God's people to flee out of Mystery Babylon? How do we interpret that? Well, let's say by chance that New York City could be Mystery Babylon, or the entire nation of the United States could be with New York City, our identifying nation. There are more Jews in New York City than there are in the entire state of Israel. So that is one clue here, possibly, that John could have been shown this great city where there would be a lot of Jews that would be under God's judgment would be Mystery Babylon or a part of Mystery Babylon. So that is just one of the clues here, Brother Spargimino. There are many others. We read in Jeremiah 51 that Babylon was a mingled city. And of course, New York City is the most multiracial city probably in the world. And the whole country of the United States is rapidly becoming that way also. We have differences of opinion about this. Some, of course, think that is good. But others today are raising concerns that soon America will be no more America, but like Babel it was before God confounded the races, their languages, and scattered them abroad over the face of the earth.
Well, Dr. Hutchings, also, you know, if we look at the word Babylon, what does the word Babylon mean? Well, scholars are a little bit divided, but I think both of the designations of the word are certainly suggestive, at least, of America. Now, there are some who say that Babylon may mean confusion, or it may mean the gate of God. And we know that during the building of the Tower of Babel, God confused their language. On the other hand, if it really means gate of God, it suggests the deification of man. And we see both of that in America at the present time. We certainly see confusion. You just mentioned about the immigration situation, and there are so many other things going on in America. I think it's a land of confusion. But we also see that it could embrace the idea of the gate of God. We see there are so many people, even in churches today, with the rampant apostasy, with a departure from the inspired Word of God, we see man deifying himself. So I'm simply bringing this out to point out that even from just the name Babylon, America kind of fits into that, whichever derivation we want to go with.
Brother Hutchings, the information you and Brother Larry are sharing is absolutely fascinating. And since it's primarily based on your book, U.S. in Prophecy, I'm sure many of our listeners will want a copy. So let me take just a moment to tell them how to order it. The 240-page book is offered for a gift of $15. And you can get it by calling us at 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Write to Southwest Radio Ministries, Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008. Or visit the website at swrc.com. An approximately one-hour video on the U.S. in Prophecy is also available for a gift of $15, or you can get the book and video together when you send an offering of $25. The book and video present an appraisal of what Scripture says and how it might answer that question, is the U.S. in end times prophecy? Get your copy today. Here again is Brother Hutchings.
I would like to just read from something I wrote in the book United States in Prophecy almost 7 years ago. I think it's certainly relevant today. And we're talking about people coming from all the countries of the world. And I name those countries. Then I comment that after World War II, many more came. By 1980, more than 1 million Cubans had migrated to escape communism. And the Vietnam War caused the influx of millions of Vietnamese, Cambodians, and Laotians. And so they have come from all over the world, from India, Japan, Sweden, Poland, and all nations. And like Babylon, after World War II, we brought in German scientists to help build our space program. Certainly the biggest influx, though, is from Central America and South America to escape poverty or to find a better way of life, supposedly. And I reference here an article on the immigration time bomb by Palmer Stacy. And I would like to read what we referenced here on page 172 of my book. Quote, America is being invaded. And remember, this was years ago. America is being invaded. Every day, thousands of foreigners illegally enter our country. Over 2 million illegal aliens will come this year. And this was, I think, in 2000, most of them penetrating our porous 2,000-mile border with Mexico. Additional hundreds of thousands will arrive through our superficially inspected harbors and international airports. In 1975, General Leonard Chapman, Commissioner of the Immigration and Naturalization Services, warned illegal immigration is out of control. The total number of illegal aliens already in the United States may exceed 12 million. And that was in the year 2000. I continue, more than twice the size of the Soviet armed forces. President Ronald Reagan stated on October the 19th, 1983, that this country had lost control of its own borders and no country can sustain that kind of position. Now, this was what Ronald Reagan. Now, I'm going to continue quoting from my book. The consensus of many, even President Clinton, is that within a few years, possibly by 2020, there will be no racial majority in the United States. Non-white populations are giving away more births to children than white population. In other words, the non-white populations are outpopulating the white populations. Hispanic alone are increasing in population statistics by more than 1 million a year, and this increase is to expand exponentially. The majority landmass now known as the United States was first settled by whites. Christians, mostly Puritans, people from Europe. Had this nation been settled by Muslims, it would be like Saudi Arabia. Had it been settled by Buddhists, it would be like Southeast Asia. Had it been settled by Hindus, it would be like India. We must wonder what the United States will be like when no racial or religious majority will come. Will God continue to shed His grace upon and bless this nation from sea to shining sea? There are now so many languages spoken in this country, it is almost like Babel after the confusion of tongues.
Well, it's interesting when we speak about the immigration situation. You know, Thomas Sowell has pointed out that some people are worried that amnesty will give illegal aliens the same rights that American citizens have. But in reality, he says that it will give the illegals more rights than the average American citizen. For example, under the supposedly tough immigration bill in the U.S. Senate, illegals don't have to pay all of the back taxes that they owe. So, and of course, if they would have to pay the back taxes, they would owe a lot. But an American citizen gets no such break from the government and can end up, Dr. Hutchings, in federal prison like Al Capone. Here's another thing that Mr. Sowell points out. If an American citizen gets stopped by the police for a traffic violation and the cops discover that he is wanted for some other violation of the law, they can arrest him for whatever else he has done. But if an illegal alien gets stopped for going through a red light and the police officer discovers that he is in the country illegally, he can't do anything about that. We could go on and on about how unfair this is. Here's another one. If an American citizen forges a Social Security card in order to get a job, he can be arrested. Dr. Hutchings, if I forge a Social Security card, if you do that, we can be arrested. But under a provision recently passed by the Senate, illegal aliens who forge Social Security cards not only get a pass, they get to collect Social Security benefits. So, speaking about Babylon meaning confusion, I think we are seeing an inordinate amount of confusion. A country cannot long exist in such a state of duress.
That is certainly true. And this is just some of the ways that we see that the United States corresponds with Babylon, because we are rapidly becoming a contemporary Babel. We have been to many parts of the world and have had fellowship with Christians all over the world. We have broken bread with almost every color of race and every language spoken. And we are like the Apostle Paul. We love all men and want them to come to the knowledge of the truth and be saved. But here in our country, we must wonder, with all these different religions coming in, with the different races and nationalities from all over the globe, we are no longer, or soon will no longer be, considered even a Christian nation. We continue on in Revelation 18. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her work. In the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. This speaks of the judgment that is coming upon this last Babylon, or mystery Babylon. I know, Dr. Spargimino, some still think that the old city of Babylon will be rebuilt and be the Babylon here. But as I mentioned, there are no Jews in Babylon today. And I don't suspect that many Jews are going to be going to Babylon. At least if there's a change of not only of government, but also of religious tolerance. in Babylon. But it's certainly interesting to look here and wonder if our country might not be the Babylon of Revelation 17 and 18, as we see so much apostasy and different religions coming in this country, even affecting our laws. Here in Oklahoma recently, they judged that a Baptist judge couldn't take up a case where there were Baptists in it. So what is going to happen to our Supreme Court, where there are five Catholics now on our Supreme Court? They can't consider any case where Catholics are involved. Or if an atheist on a judge tries a case where there's an atheist or unbeliever, would he be right in doing that? Pretty soon it's going to be where every man will just do what was right in his own eyes as it was before the flood.
Well, certainly if there is not justice in the land, there's going to be anarchy. And we know that anarchy is never the final word. Anarchy always leads to a totalitarian government, the kind that we read of in the book of Revelation under the Antichrist. So I think this is all setting the stage for what the book of Revelation says will be fulfilled in a very short time.
I think we have certainly given you something to think, contemplate about, and pray about in our book, The United States in Prophecy. Brother Jerry is going to come now and tell you how you can get a copy. You may also want to get the DVD or the VHS on the 18th chapter of Isaiah is the United States in Prophecy. So here now is Brother Jerry to give you the number to call or the address to write.
Thank you, Brother Hutchings. In addition to the telephone and mail, you can also order over the Internet, provided, of course, you have a computer and access to the World Wide Web. The address to order that way is www.swrc.com. The telephone number, 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. To order by mail, send your request to Southwest Radio Ministries, Post Office Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma 73008. A single copy of the 240-page U.S. in Prophecy will be sent in appreciation of your $15 gift to this ministry. You can also get the approximately one-hour-long United States in Prophecy video for a gift of $15. It's available in either VHS or DVD. Just let us know what you prefer. If you want the book and video together, the gift amount is only $25. As you're hearing on these programs, Babylon is a prominent issue. The city of Babylon is no mystery, but the Babylon of Revelation 17 and 18 is a mystery. Maybe no one, including Dr. Logsdon, whose book is The USA in Prophecy, is included along with Brother Hutchings' understanding, or Brother Hutchings, have completely uncovered this mystery. But you'll find the analysis fascinating. Brother Hutchings' video, U.S. in Prophecy, is a presentation he made at a conference some time ago, and in it he gives his perspective of the 18th chapter of Isaiah as it pertains to a possible reference to the United States. Call, write, or visit the website today for your copy of the book and the video. Phone 1-800-652-1144. Write to Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma 73008, or go online. The web address is swrc.com. The five programs in this series are available on CD or cassette tape for a gift of $18, and you can get them by calling, writing, or visiting the website. Normally, on Wednesdays, we present a Bible in the News Report, but this week, Brother Larry is answering a question in three parts. So stay tuned for part two of A Question and Answer over most of these stations. Be here tomorrow at this time for your Watchman on the Wall program of Southwest Radio Ministries. It's time for Southwest Radio Ministries Question and Answer. Answering today's question is Dr. Larry Spargimino. This is part two of The Near-Death Experience, A Way to Meet God. In our previous question and answer segment, we were talking about the near-death experience. People claim to have died, and after that, they have sort of an out-of-body experience. Brother Larry, in 2 Corinthians 12, 2 through 4, the Apostle Paul writes, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth. Such an one caught up to the third heaven, and I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth. How that he was caught up into paradise, and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Commentators claim that Paul was describing his own experience. If that is true, do you think that Paul had a near-death experience?
There are some who claim that he did, especially those who seek to establish some legitimacy for the near-death experience. However, Jerry, I do not believe that it could be classified as a near-death experience, certainly not of the same order of the near-death experiences that people are talking about today. While this appears to have been some kind of an out-of-the-body experience, Paul himself was not quite sure if it were out of the body. He said that he couldn't tell, meaning he was not sure. Moreover, Paul sees no light or figure in shining light. He goes through no tunnel. He does not come to believe in God as a result of this experience, and he certainly doesn't experience any transformation of personal beliefs because of the experience. In verse 6, the apostle states that he will not boast of this experience. He writes no books about it, gives no extensive testimonies, and keeps on preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
We know, Brother Larry, that those who have had the experience claim that their experience was real in every way. They cannot be convinced that it was otherwise, such as a dream, and they claim that there is absolutely no medical explanation for what they have experienced. So, what are some of the possible causes of the near-death experience?
Well, Jerry, there are several possible causes. It certainly could be satanic or demonic. Those who have had the experience are not drawn closer to God, as he's revealed in the Bible. They make no commitment to Christ. Instead, they are infatuated with an experience that produces a sense of security and peace with God that bypasses the only way to have peace with God, that is, through Jesus Christ our Lord. So if someone comes to have peace with God apart from Jesus Christ, this cannot be of God. John 8:44 tells us that Satan is the father of lies and that he was a murderer from the beginning.
We're just about out of time, Brother Larry, but on tomorrow's question and answer segment, we want to talk about the possibility of neurochemical causes of the near-death experience. In the meantime, you might want to order a copy of the booklet in which these Q&As are published. They, along with Bible in the News reports, are published each month. And if you'd like a copy of that, you can call us at 800-652-1144. Write to Box 100, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008, or visit our website at swrc.com. We would ask that you please include a gift of $3 to cover shipping and handling when you place your order. Join us for the next Watchman on the Wall program when we'll continue and actually conclude this question and answer.